It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
There'll be no monologue. My feet hurt. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with Cam Stewart, Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Cut the small talk. Me and Babano, we're going to run the gauntlet. We're going to get into a ton of football games, NFL, and some college. Think about the best college bets you want to talk about, Babano. We'll hit a couple of college games as well. But as long as we've got Cam for a couple of more minutes, I want to take a look at the CFL. And as I stated, I know there's not point spreads up everywhere right now. It's challenging, but we've got some guidelines and some bases for the point spreads for the most part right now. So let's start off, Babano. Calgary Stampeders and the Ticats. I think the Stamps, it's funny, they sort of rebuilt and stuff, but I'm not going to give this whole thing here, but I'm buying in on the Stamps. They have all these new young players and stuff. They struggled out of the gate. They got Bo Levi Mitchell back. That Mayer kid is good, too, so they got confidence if Bo Levi goes down. I just think this team is better than people give them credit for. I got a lot of confidence in Dickinson. And, you know, it's batting around. I don't know. I'm here in Calgary -1. I'm here in Pickham's Babano. But who's the quarterback for Hamilton now that Jeremiah Masoli and Dane Evans are out?
Well, it'll be David Watford if neither of them. Well, first of all, Dane Evans is out 4 to 6 weeks, so you're not going to see him anytime soon. But Jeremiah Masoli was dressed last week, but they said he wasn't ready to play. This week, they're saying it's going to be closer to a game time decision. But Watford's been taking the majority of the reps this week, so I think it's probably going to be Watford. He has played a bunch. You know, he's 28 years old. He's been in 30 career games in the CFL. You know, the completion rate's not great. 26 of 50, you know, 320 yards, barely 50% completions. You know, there's a good coaching staff, so maybe they can get the most out of him. But Hamlin's good at home, but there's just a lot of question marks. The one thing I'll caution you for anyone liking Calgary is not only Hamilton plays well at home, but, you know, these games where it seems like, wait a minute, it's a third-string quarterback, you got to bet the other team. I got into this problem with Montreal when they played Calgary, and I faded Calgary with Jake Mayer in his first start, saying he's going to be in over his head, and Calgary won that game at home. So be a little bit careful, but it's probably not a game I'll be betting. I'm just going to cheer the Titans.
Well, the difference is Watford's not even in Meyer's league. Yeah, not even in his league. This kid came in college. He was confident. No offense to Watford. If Arbuckle didn't throw that stupid interception or whatever, Hamilton wouldn't even have got the ball back in that game. Watford's throwing screen passes behind guys, Babano. Just my take, and I respect your opinion. You're right about Hamilton at home, but I'll tell you, if Watford starts, I'm all over Calgary. And I got to be honest with you, Meyer's better than Bo Levi Mitchell. Put that in your pipe and smoke.
Whoa! Strong words.
Strong words. Bo was good last
words.
Week. Bo had his first good game of the season last week against Edmonton.
This kid stepped in there, and not for a couple tip balls. He threw everything perfect. He has been fantastic.
He's got a strong arm.
Newcomer to the CFL, man.
He has been good.
Looks like he's 15.
I like him.
All right, so I'm on Calgary. Cam's Calgary. Babano's a Ticat fan, so pass.
I wouldn't bet Hamilton here, but you know, this is a pick'em at home, and they have won. I can't remember the last time they've lost at home. They've been good there. They've been good for me at home.
But hold on. There we go. Super Mario. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. It's level 2. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down, Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Mightier 1090, joining us live in San Diego and Los Angeles, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, kicking with us. We've got Ian Cameron. Cam's going to get out of here in a couple of minutes. We're just blasting through the CFL card. Then we're going to get into the NFL. We'll take a look at Thursday Night Football with Babano, Sunday's NFL card, and some college football. But we got Calgary and Hamilton on Friday, taking a look at the Calgary Stampeders in this game. Toronto Argonauts, Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I'm thinking the Riders in this spot. We were on the Argos. Cam, what's your take on the Argos going against the Saskatchewan?
I got to tell you, the Argos are better than people think they are, and I really like the way these guys grind. As for Saskatchewan, Babano, can you give me an update? Because they have a quarterback issue as well, just like Hamilton, correct? So who's starting for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders? I know Fajardo's out. Who's getting the call here?
Yeah, Cody Fajardo is, well, he was practicing early in the week, so it's not a for sure that he's been ruled out yet for the Saskatchewan Riders. So keep that in mind. It still may be him at quarterback. They're playing 3.5, it looks like, right now in this game. But Toronto's got issues of their own. You know, they got to go on the road to a Saskatchewan team that's going to be really angry because they lost back-to-back games to Winnipeg. They're arch rivals in both Labor Day games. They lost
them. Banjo Bowl.
Yeah, and Toronto's got... their defensive coordinator got COVID and he's out, and they've brought in Chris Jones here to get on the coaching staff because some of their coaches, kind of like what New Orleans is dealing with in the NFL, the Argos defensive coaches are dealing with it. So it's a little bit of a coaching, you know, musical chairs going on heading into this game for the Argos. It's a tough game, and it seems like -3.5 is cheap for Saskatchewan at home. Off two losses, especially if Fajardo plays, yes.
Yeah. Cody Fajardo, of course, out of Nevada, followed Colin Kaepernick. BC Lions and the Montreal Alouettes, my two teams going head-to-head here. Listen, normally this series, basically, Montreal never wins in Vancouver. BC never wins in Montreal. It's sort of one of those type of deals. The Alouettes are four-point favorites. The total's 48. Who you got here, Kemp? I was leaning Montreal. We got 30 seconds.
I like Montreal. I'd look for the over, too. BC Lions.
Me too.
They're starting to score some points, and Montreal could light it up.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I expect a high-scoring game with Montreal to win by a touchdown. Give me the Alouettes and the over.
All right, Cam, we're going to be on at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow on these networks. But, Cam, for people who are not going to join us, who you got in the football game tomorrow night? Giants-Washington.
Under. Keep digging. I love the under, baby.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart.
Hey, Cam.
Morty and Cameron on the other side. We'll talk football. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team.
Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
Late night anger management class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Mightier 10 at 90, joining us live as well. And shout out to our AM radio affiliates joining us in the overnight hours. So shout out to Johnny Kicknuts. I think he's in Los Angeles, and he's aware, UC Davis mayor. So one thing I'll tell you, I don't know how old is this kid, this mayor kid, because I'll tell you, Babano, you could just tell right away when you watch this kid's arm, the arm strength, the anticipation of Jake Mayer. He's 24 years old, born in Fullerton. I like this kid's arm, man. And I'm telling you, He's the type of guy that if I was an NFL team, I'd be taking a look at, bro. I mean, you can't tell me. So, look, there's 32 NFL teams times not everyone has three quarterbacks, but practice rosters. This kid's only 24. If he bides his time and he takes over, it's almost going to be one of these choices, isn't it, Babano? You know, bide your time and you take over and you become the new quarterback of the Calgary Stampeders, or you jump in the fray and you try to catch on with an NFL team. But I'm telling you, this kid's got an NFL arm. This kid can throw fastballs, and you can tell he's got the mental toughness as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's been good. I mean, the Winnipeg game, he struggled, but it was a good defense on the road, so I understand why they didn't score a lot in that game, but he bounced back. The game they lost, they lost the game against Edmonton on Labor Day, the last game he started, but he played well enough. It was really Calgary's defense didn't play well. Trevor Harris lit him up, but I thought he played well enough in that game for Calgary to win it, throwing the football, finding his receivers down the field. He's been more impressive than I ever thought he'd be, so give him credit for that, but unfortunately, he's on a team that's Bo Levi Mitchell's team, so he's stuck behind him as long as Bo's healthy.
Yeah, you know what? He played at St. Paul High School in Santa Fe Springs, and second winningest program in state history. So a lot of good athletes have played here.
I mean, you look at the Chargers, for example. Chase Daniel and Easton Stick are their backup quarterbacks. I mean, Jake Mayer can't go there if he's really, really good at some point to be on someone's roster. Yeah.
He's only 24. He needs grooming, obviously. Yeah. But you're going to get grooming from a college football Hall of Famer and Dave Dickinson and Bo Levi Mitchell, right? So you're getting great coaching. I mean, this guy. So, yeah, he's an exciting kid. So speaking of other quarterbacks, actually, let's get into Taylor Heinicke. Time for a nice ice-cold Heineken. You're a beer-drinking man, Babano. Do you like Heineken beer? It's too skunky for me.
I like it every now and then. It's solid. Good.
What do you prefer, Heineken or Guinness? Do you like Guinness?
I like Guinness, but I like Heineken, too. I like Guinness more, though, and I'll always have Guinness on St. Paddy's Day. I don't think I've had a St. Paddy's Day go by the last, 10, 20 years without having Guinness.
Ian Cameron, the beer aficionado, joining us. All right, so you got Heinicke starting in this football game, and
CFL one more. Edmonton, we didn't talk about that game. +4 against Winnipeg. I think they're live as a home dog. Winnipeg's off the two big wins against Saskatchewan. Edmonton's getting their starting left tackle back for the first time this year, Sir Vincent Rogers. And, boy, do they need him against that Winnipeg defensive front. So I think that's going to give them a puncher's chance as home dogs in that game.
All right. 3.5 right now. Winnipeg Blue Bombers -3.5 at Edmonton, total 44.5. They've got Montreal posted now at 3.5. They don't have the other two games, though. So FanDuel, and it's funny, FanDuel didn't have any of the games up just as recently as a few hours ago with Bandle. So seems you notice right now a lot of the books, the bigger books, are starting to post those two games, but not Friday's games. Interesting. Due to the quarterback status, right, we were talking
about.
That's
what it is. Fajardo in the one game, Masoli in the other.
These other games, Bandle, we know. All the quarterbacks are playing, right? We know that. So exactly. That's the deal there, guys. So FanDuel right now has got Montreal -3.5, total 47.5. And I agree as far as the 47.5 going over. We know that Vernon Adams, Eastern Washington, former Oregon Duck, can get after it. We saw that Alouette offense put 51 on the board. And I told you, 40-year starter Babano, the BC Lions out of Vancouver, not a bad football team. Right? I told you it was going to be completely different than before when it was a circus. And I like them, right? But let's just be real. It's a different atmosphere around the team right now. They're a real team. They're going to be able to put points on the board. I'm not in a hurry to lay 3.5, 4 here with Montreal, but I think this game does go over the number.
I agree. The over's the better play than either side in that game. BC's turning it around, but I don't know if I'm ready to think they can go on the road and win in Montreal just yet, especially if Montreal's only going to lay 3.5. I agree. The better play's the over.
All right, so Daniel Jones, guys, for whatever reason, we talked about Heinicke, and we like Heinicke. Remember, Heinicke played in the game against Tampa Bay last year in the playoffs and actually played well. Daniel Jones, though, and remember, Babano, you and I spoke, and we spoke on Sunday, and we both said, it seems logical, right, that Washington's to play here. They got the better everything, right? So, it seems logical. And what did I talk about? What did I remember? I said, the only thing, Babano, is the stupid division stuff and the weird anomalies about throw at the records and all that, that the Giants beat them. And they beat them twice last year, and they beat them twice the year before that. So Daniel Jones, guys, is 4-0 straight up against the Washington football team. He's 3-1 ATS. In fact, the New York Giants have beaten the Washington football team 5 straight times. You and I talked about this game earlier in the week. You and I agreed, we don't really buy into revenge in pro sports like college, but dear God, Babana, you lose 5 times in a row to a team. Don't tell me Washington doesn't have this game circled.
So I had a Giants fan call me out for something I said on a show earlier this week that I thought the offensive line stunk, and he was saying to me, well, wait a minute, we were at least a little bit better against Denver. I mean, you're really looking for grasping at straws and positives, aren't you? If you thought that offensive line was leaps and bounds better against Denver on Sunday, I don't know what to say. Marginally better could they have been? Yeah, but they were still not good. In that football game, a lot of the plays Daniel Jones made were scrambling and bootlegging outside the pocket because it couldn't hold up, and he had to take off with the football at times. That Giant offensive line is still a concern for me, and now they've got to go on the road here Thursday night and play one of the better defensive fronts they've seen, and they'll see all year. Now, they didn't get the pass rush I was thinking they would against the Chargers, Washington, but you know, the Charger offensive line's vastly improved this year. I said that to you when we previewed the Chargers, that I liked their offensive line this year. It was a lot better. That Charger offensive line, I'll put them way over this Giant offensive line. So I expect Chase Young, I expect Montez Sweat, Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, those guys to blow up the line of scrimmage. I don't trust this Giants offensive line to hold up against that defensive front. And I believe in Taylor Heinicke enough to make some plays. Like, is he... You know, he's. I know he's been bounced around. People have been telling me that. He's been bounced around from a few teams. But
I don't care. I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. People, if he was so good, why has he been on 6 different teams and stuff? Who cares? Because he, you know, that, a lot of guys have bounced around. Give the kid a chance to play. Listen, when is Fitzpatrick would be, I don't know how much of a downgrade it is, really. I really don't. And, you know, I don't know if you saw. You guys saw Chase Young said, "Hey, I think
minimal,
I didn't play
if any,
for the team."
In my
exactly,
mind.
Babano. Like, you know, Fitzpatrick. You know, people act like Fitzpatrick's like Joe Montana. You know, just recently over the last few years, Babano. It's like, settle down, guys. Like, he's good. Yeah, he's okay.
The same people that ripped him relentlessly for like 5-6 years. Yeah.
Well, for longer than that. Listen, the guy's been in the league forever. Right? Yeah. But like, trust me, I've ripped him, and I'll give him credit. He's had like 9 lives. This guy, like, you know what I mean? Even he thought he was done years ago, and you know, I'm sure. He's okay, but the thing is, he still turns the ball over and stuff, right?
Yep.
So it's like, yeah, he'll throw 3 touchdown passes, but he'll also have 2 interceptions. Or he'll fumble the ball late in the game. Like, that's Fitzpatrick's thing. He always would make a mistake at the worst possible time.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And Heineke's not scared to use his legs and run around. You know, and you know, we're betting basically Washington's defense here. More with Babano on the other side, but I'm holding my ground, Babano. I already got my bet in. Washington minus 3.
I agree with it.
The late night anger management class. Wow, look at Babano shutting it down. He hears the music. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Ian Wong to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't cut out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We've got a wild one going on. San Diego and San Francisco. 7-5. In the bottom of the eighth inning, And the Los Angeles Dodgers are up right now 5-3 late. We're on the San Francisco Giants, but I got a bigger play on the Dodgers, -1.5. I got my ass handed to me in the late night hours in the MLS, but we crushed the MLS earlier. So it's one of those nights we're just biding time to get to the football. So we're kicking it with Ian Cameron. You can follow him on Twitter, at Babano. You can hear him on Sports Pub Radio, and you can hear him right here on Sports Grid over the weekend on Saturday on the college edition of In Game Live. So, Babano, this football game, we're gonna hold our ground here. We got Washington -3. There's 3.5s popping up right now, and the spots that there's not 3.5s, it's heavily shaded right now to the 3. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's a consensus 3.5 everywhere. As we mentioned, though, guys, the Giants have won against these guys 5 times in a row, but I hold my ground. Washington -3. Cam Stewart was with us earlier. He said he likes the under 40.5. Any opinion on the total, Babano?
Oh, yeah, under or nothing for me. I mean, this is a game where I think both defenses will be superior. I actually think the Giants' defense was all right against Denver, but unfortunately they were out on the field a lot in the second half. They gave up the big run to Melvin Gordon to put it away. So I think it's going to be a lower-scoring game. And another thing that I wanted to point out about this, and kind of why I like Washington too, is I think there's value in this number. The look-ahead line, the advanced line on this game last week had Washington -6. All right, that's what it was. And now all of a sudden it's 3.5, and it's a reaction to Washington losing to the Chargers at home.
Chargers are a good team, like you said. Yeah, Chargers are a damn good team.
Being the quarterback instead of Fitzpatrick, and you've just seen, and probably last year the Giants beat Washington twice. I'm sure that's creeped into the minds of
five
betters taking the Giants.
Not twice.
5 in a row. Yeah, twice last year, both meetings, but you're right. 5 in a row, dating back a few years. But that was then, and this is now. You know, that's essentially what I said, you know, taking Washington, is that that was then, this is now. I think this is a good setup for them. I trust Heineke. Let's not forget how good he played against Tampa Bay in the playoff game last year. And that was a very, very quick turnaround where he was unexpectedly going to have to start. And he went in there and he made plays through the air with his feet, gave the Washington a chance to win against the eventual Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think the stage is going to be too big for him. I think he'll play well. And I think Washington's defensive line is going to be the dominant unit. They'll harass Jones. He'll fumble again, just like the critical fumble he had against Denver in the red zone on Sunday, which was an absolute momentum killer for the Giants in that game. I think the line is now cheap enough to take Washington here, laying just a short number.
Ian Cameron with us. All right. So what else are you looking at this week? I want to get into some college, too, so we're not going to go over every NFL football game. We'll get to the Sunday nighter because Babano joins us right after the Sunday nighters on Sunday. But between the opening game and the closing game, what do you got in between? What catches your eye this week?
For NFL, there's a bunch, actually, that I was initially disappointed with Denver being, you know, -6. But I still think below a touchdown, I would lay it with Denver. I was on Denver in that Giants game. I know there's some concern about, you know, playing in the South Florida heat is something that could be a concern in September for the road team. But did you see Jacksonville's defense last week? It was hideous. It was awful. 37 points. They did whatever they wanted, running the football. David Johnson looked like he was in his prime again. Tyrod Taylor slinging the ball and shredding that secondary. That was ugly for Jacksonville's secondary. Denver, you're going to go against 22-3 against the spread and 25 road games for Teddy Bridgewater as a starting quarterback. 22-3. ATS on the road.
Unbelievable.
For this guy. Unbelievable. No, I think they win by at least a touchdown. I don't mind laying 6 with Denver there. Let's see what else. I'm laying 3.5 with the Rams against the Colts. I didn't like what I saw from the Colts. Their secondary was terrible. Where are the playmakers on the outside? T.Y. Hilton's disappeared. I don't think they have great perimeter receivers. A lot of their receivers, Paris Campbell, you know, Zach Pascal, they're possession receivers. I don't think they're blazed down the field, outside perimeter, beat the cornerback type receivers. So I don't like the weapon. Carson Wentz needs that. The O-line is down to their third string left tackle in this game. And yeah, they struggled, by the way, to block and pass protect against a Seattle pass rush that I don't think is that good. What are you going to do now with Aaron Donald and the Rams defensive front come into town? I think that's going to be a troubling matchup for the Colts. I don't mind laying 3.5. I know it's a West Coast team, you know, early start. I don't mind. I think the Rams are the better of those two teams right now, and I think it's a tough matchup for the Colts. So I like the Rams there. The Bengals have taken a lot of money against Chicago, but I agree with it. I like what – like Cincinnati getting points is something I want to bet this year with Joe Burrow because he's so good that he keeps them in every game just like he did against Minnesota. I don't trust Andy Dalton and the Bears offense. Here's another team with O-line issues laying points, so I like Cincinnati a bit there. You know, the more people keep betting New Orleans, Gabe, against Carolina, the more I'm interested in taking the home dog Panthers. I mean, I know they had to hang on against the Jets last week, but I think Matt Rhule might have a defense this year. I think it's a lot better on the defensive side of the football, and part of me still thinks that the Saints' performance against the Packers last week, some of that was just Green Bay being awful, and Green Bay just, not playing well at all in that game, factoring into that just a little bit, because now you're laying more than a field goal on the road with the Saints, and plus now their coaching staffs, you got those COVID issues on the offensive side, so you wonder now about going on the road and getting it done there, laying more than a field goal. So I'm kind of leaning Carolina there. I like the Patriots in the under against the Jets. I'm going to Arizona again, laying just 3.5 against Minnesota. I just think they're the much better team. Like, are you going to lay 3.5 with the NFC West team? I think a team from one of the best divisions in football, or Minnesota, who had a terrible performance. Kirk Cousins lost again, hanging on to the football too long. Dalvin Cook, what a terrible game for him. And that's the concern for me, Morenci. If Dalvin Cook's going to have games like he had last week against Cincinnati, where he gets shut down and he's fumbling the football, that's a death nail to the Minnesota Vikings. And I think there's just a world difference between Arizona right now and that Minnesota team. Two ships in the night. One is going up, the other sinking to the bottom. I like Arizona in that game.
Yeah, passing in the desert. I agree with a lot of things you said, a few spots. I don't fully disagree, but I'm hesitant. One thing, let's start off with that Rams game, as you brought up. I don't believe in the Colts right now with Carson Wentz. And listen, they already threw him under the bus about not getting rid of the ball quick enough and recognizing that people are open. And it was a problem with him in Philadelphia. And if you guys recall, everybody blamed the Philadelphia offensive line all the time for all the problems. And it's funny, when anyone else is the quarterback, suddenly they didn't look so bad. Sometimes a bad offensive line could actually be the quarterback just not getting rid of the damn ball. And Carson Wentz had a problem with that. He didn't play a lot in the preseason. He's coming off his surgery. I wasn't high on Carson Wentz to begin with. I don't understand why Frank Reich, who was a quarterback with the Buffalo Bills and Maryland Terrapins, that he doesn't get a damn good quarterback and figure it out. But it is what it is. I just don't love, I'll tell you one thing, Babano. I said this earlier today. Let me see if there's a number yet, actually. I think they actually have it. Let me see. They're pretty, yeah, they do. Let me scroll down here. Because I was going to say the Rams, I want to bet against them. Like, I was on them against the Bears because I knew the Bears couldn't handle it. And now I don't like the Colts. So it's Rams or pass. I totally get it. But I want to see the Rams play against a good team. And I'm telling you, they're going to lose. And right now, guys, week three, so not this week, but next week, 4:25 Eastern time, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles Rams are 1.5-point favorites in this game. I hope the Rams win. The Bucs are going to beat the Falcons this week, and then Brady will get fired up for this game. He already beat McVay in the Super Bowl. He'll beat him again. I'll bet against the Rams when they play a good team, but I don't know if I'm ready to do it this week with the Colts.
Yeah, I like the Rams here. There is one issue with the Rams. It's not. I said a lot of good things about them. You got to mention the bad thing when you think there is one, and I think there is one with the Rams. They got gashed on the ground a little bit against Chicago. David Montgomery had a really good game running the football. The problem is, I don't think the Colts are the kind of team that's going to take advantage maybe of some run defense issues for the Rams. Can you have Jonathan Taylor, Nyheim Hines, are those guys going to take advantage of it? I'm not so sure. So I think the Rams, even though they showed some holes and vulnerability stopping the run, I don't know if the Colts are the kind of team that will exploit it.
The Rams defense is overrated, guys. It really is. It's like they have a couple of mega stars that get a lot of national attention, and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. And Donald's better than Ramsey is. Ramsey's good, but he's not invincible. I mean, did you guys watch the playoffs last year? What happened? What happened against the Packers on 3rd and 12? Who do they keep picking on? Every big play. And you remember every play, every time Jalen Ramsey, he'd point the finger at one of his teammates. Where were you? It was the ref's fault. I got pushed off.
I find the best offenses and quarterbacks can pick on the Rams defense a little bit. But to your point, I don't think the Colts are one of those teams that can do that.
Well, no, you need. Well, if you're aggressive. And Goodwin of the Bears, and we'll get into this with Julio tomorrow night from Chicago, Good one of the Bears brought it up, and there's a common pattern here with the Chicago Bears and people questioning the play calling. You look at Nick Foles. Nick Foles isn't a troublemaker. And Nick Foles, like, was visibly upset and angry last year with, you know, and would tell the coaching staff of the Bears, that doesn't work, and this is why it won't work, or that won't work, etc. And then he finally said, you guys are giving us plays, it just can't work. And if you look at the Bears, guys, look at their approach in coaching. Look at their approach against the Bears, with the Bears and the Rams. Andy Dalton was fine, but he was fine because it was dink and dunk all day. So they really thought they were going to dink and dunk and have like 15 successful plays and go down the field. The only way you got to attack the Rams. The Chicago Bears last week were the only team in the National Football League that did not throw the ball through the air longer than 15 yards. Think about that. It's 2021. Dalton didn't throw a pass longer than 15 yards. Bring it.
Expert perspective.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Whoa, Nelly. I am Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 204. Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Mightier 1090. We're kicking it. Ian Cameron joining us. Follow him on Twitter, at Babano. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sports Rage. All right, so we talked about a Washington football game. Well, I want to get into some college in a minute here, but we're both on Washington. You said you like Joe Burrow. And listen, I'm a big Joe Burrow guy. I think Joe Burrow's the real deal. But for me, you got to ask yourself, and I'll throw it out here, and I'm starting to buy in. I'm going to be on the Chicago Bears in this football game, is Andy Dalton's time is nearly up. Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback of this team in a matter of weeks. And I'm not saying Andy Dalton will never start another game for the rest of his life, but he's running out of chances to win a football game again. And what better way to give him one last win against his former team and the Cincinnati Bengals before they move on? Because I'm telling you, Babano, they're about to move on. It's going to happen. Nagy's like these
Justin
people
Fields
are calling
is already
out.
Getting snaps last week in the game. So, yeah. Sooner rather than later, yeah.
Nagy is already getting called out by everybody, including his own team right now. As we said, Goodwin basically said that Ramsey is a great player, but he said you play right into Ramsey's hands. He said you got to go deep on this guy and you got to attack them. And he goes, you can make plays if you attack them. And you're right, but if you have a good quarterback and you attack, but you can't play safe. So the Bears are playing not to lose by big score, essentially. Like, it's frustrating. But I still think they can beat the Cincinnati Bengals in this spot. And I do believe as well, don't forget, Cincinnati's from Ohio. And, you know, Justin Fields, Ohio State, he's going to score a touchdown. He's going to play a lot, I think, in this game. I think they're going to start to, like, ease him in more and more and more. The next thing you know, he's just going to be on the field. And it is what it is. So I'm not saying it's my best bet. I already put money on Washington. I haven't bet the Bears yet. The Rams-Colts game, I haven't bet yet. You talked, but two games I did disagree. I'm not buying Carolina because they beat the Jets. I don't care about we'll find out how many coaches are actually out by Sunday. But I like the Saints here. I think the Saints, I don't think Sam Darnold's for real. I really don't care about that Jet game last week. And I think the Packers were bad because the Saints were that good. The Saints punched them in the mouth. And the Packers were terrible, but I think the Saints will be ready to go again. So I'll disagree with you on that one. Completely agree. I don't see this is probably the one here, Babano. I guess I'll buy the half a point here, get it to 3 just for the sake of it. But How the hell is Minnesota going to keep up with Arizona for 60 minutes?
And I love the quote Kyler Murray said after that game. They were saying, how do you avoid, you know, after such a big win like this, you know, falling flat the next week? He says, I would not allow the offense to have a go backward after this. We'll keep our focus. We'll keep the same mindset that we play and do the things the right way. We're going to have the sky could be the limit for us. So I like the mindset that, hey, can't fall flat. Can't let our heads get too big because we dominated a very good Tennessee team on the road last week. So I liked hearing that from Kyler Murray, and they know that this is the time where it's time to string some wins together. That's been the issue with Arizona the first 2 years under Kingsbury and Murray. Win one, have a good win, and not be able to follow it up the next week. So I like their chances here, though, because there's a couple teams. It's just red flag city that I want no part of them. Minnesota's one. How about this one, Atlanta? Tampa Bay, with Tampa Bay 13-point favorites. I thought initially, wow, that's a lot of points to be laying with Tampa Bay, and I hate this Atlanta team. I think
keeps
they're that bad.
Down.
Yeah.
It's 11.5 now.
And I thought 12.5, 13 was a lot, Gabe. And then I heard our pal Teddy Covers, who of course will be on the show tomorrow night with you, saying on YouTube earlier this week, his power rating on this game was Tampa Bay minus 16. So obviously some people think that this game should have been higher than minus 13. And I don't totally disagree. Atlanta was inept. That's the word, inept, last week against Philadelphia. They couldn't throw the ball. They couldn't run the football. The offensive line was overwhelmed. The defense got no pressure on Jalen Hurts. The secondary got carved up throughout that game. There's not one element of the football game Atlanta can say, yeah, we did that kind of well. Not one. And Arthur Smith saying the same crap he said in preseason. I didn't do a good enough job getting us ready. He said that in the preseason with some of their losses. He's saying it again after the Philadelphia game last week.
Yeah, but are you laying the points? It's a, like I said, it's 11.5 right now.
I don't want Atlanta. I don't want Atlanta.
It's 11.5.
Tampa Bay. If I'm,
are you laying it?
I haven't pulled the trigger yet. But
then you can't have that much conviction about it. If you haven't bet it yet.
It's a lot of points, but
I want to hear games you bet, but bet. I don't want to hear games about your. Can't be that passionate about it if you didn't bet it. Like I said, I already have a bunch of bets.
I think I will, because Tampa Bay could score on every possession, to be honest. But their defense has some injuries. Murphy Bunting, and they got carved up a little by Dallas. The problem is I don't think Atlanta's offense is anywhere close to Dallas. I'm seriously thinking about taking Tampa Bay. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and another thing is Tom Brady doesn't really let up either, right? Like,
no.
that's what makes him Tom Brady. I can't take Atlanta either. That's Mathias' team, the Atlanta Falcons. All right, so I can't disagree. So what about Sunday night football? Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. The Kansas City Chiefs right now are 3.5-point favorites. The total is 55.5. Kansas City -3.5, 55.5. Sunday night football, big-time primetime matchup.
Big-time primetime matchup. It feels like it's a Baltimore spot after just the tough loss against Las Vegas. But there were way more issues for Baltimore than I thought I'd see in that game. There were issues with penalties. There were issues with special teams, even the defense. I don't know what happened, but it was a very, very poor game by their standards. And if you're struggling on defense against, you know, Las Vegas, who's breaking in three new offensive line starters, you know, what are you going to do against Patrick Mahomes here in Kansas City? You know, and, you know, the secondary's got issues. Marcus Peters being injured didn't help. Jimmy Smith being injured didn't help against Las Vegas for that Baltimore secondary. And then Marlon Humphrey got hurt in that same game as well. So let's see where the state of that Baltimore secondary is going into Sunday night. But I don't want Baltimore here. Too many worries I have coming out of that Las Vegas game. I don't like that the number jumped after the Monday night game from 2.5 to 3.5, but I think I'd still lay 3.5 with Kansas City. I got issues with Baltimore now.
We're going to have to check the injury report. Like we said, it's only midweek right now. We'll have to check the final injury report. But Baltimore are a very beat-up football team. That took a toll that game. And if, you know, so they play Monday night. Now they're playing on Sunday night. These primetime games are taxing. Players get more up for the primetime games psychologically, mentally, physically. Then you got a shorter week after. You get beat up. And it throws everything out of sync.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Patrick Mahomes has done well against Wink Martindale's Baltimore defenses, I think, the last couple times he's faced them.
Well, he does well against everybody. But, yeah, you know, they're pretty – listen, they played – I think it was in the playoffs, actually, whatever. It was all the way back in 18. I remember when Lamar fumbled. I think Lamar was the rookie, and he fumbled. They lost 27-24. So Kansas City's beaten them. They played in 2018, 2019, and 2020. Kansas City, 2018, beat them 27-24. 2019, they beat them 33-28. And I'm pretty sure that game was a Monday nighter, too. I'm pretty sure it was a Monday nighter. And it did go over the number. The total was 52, and Kansas City won 33-28. And then last year they played, the total was 55, and they played actually in Baltimore again. And Kansas City beat them 34-20 last year, Babana. So, yeah, Lamar Jackson's 0-3 against Patrick Mahomes.
There you go. And you know what? We talk about how Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City scary. Here's another reason they're scary. That was a C-plus game on the grading scale for Kansas City last week against Cleveland. And they still won the game and very nearly covered the game. And I don't think that was even close to their A game. So there's a lot better in Kansas City than what we saw last Sunday, and you might see it here.
Well, Kansas City, yeah, I watched the game entirely. I was on the air, and they didn't really play well in the first. You know what it was? Kansas City sort of looked like Buffalo early. Like, Mahomes was off in the first quarter. He was missing people. Cleveland were getting a pass rush going. And Cleveland were kind of dominating and kicking the crap out of them. And, like, they were, like, really, like, it wasn't like a blowout route, but they were, you know, Cleveland were up by double digits. And the switch just flicked, man. In the second half, Kansas City came out in the second half, guys, in the two-minute drill, Babano. Like, they went right into the no huddle to start the second half. And Cleveland just started to Cleveland out. They had a punt block. Cleveland were lucky they ended up covering the point spread in the end. But once again, no, Babano, let's be real. Remember last year we talked about it, that, hey, the Kansas City Chiefs never win by six or more points. And again, they only ended up winning by four. We can talk about ifs and ends and buts and candies and nuts and why it happened. But whatever, they won by four again. But still, it's 3.5 in this game.
And that's also why I don't love the fact that after Monday Night Football, the line jumped from -2.5 to -3.5. I mean, that's crossing a key number. That's a significant move. That being said, for me, Kansas City -3.5. That's the side I'm betting if I'm getting involved.
I've been saying it all week. It's like they said in, like, what, 40's the new 30 and stuff like that. I'm telling you guys, 3.5 is the new 3. They don't do 3s anymore. Like, they don't want to do it. Like, and if there is a 3 on the board, it was 3.5 and it got moved. Like, it's amazing. And when they do the 3.5, you know they're trying to scare you off the favorite. And then they're making the money line higher and stuff. It's very interesting, this new market, but we've been talking about it, guys. Never seen so many 3.5s in my life, Babano. Like, honestly, like, FanDuel right now is the Giants and Washington at 3, but mostly everywhere else is 3.5 right now. Buffalo is 3.5 at FanDuel. San Francisco, 3.5. Who do you like in that game, San Francisco or Philadelphia?
Now I'm seeing some threes starting to appear. 3.5s even there. I'd still go San Francisco. They've stayed out east. They didn't go back to the West Coast. They did this last year, and it was good for them that they stayed in the Eastern time zone for their entire road trip there when they played back-to-back games, early start games in the East, and they did well. Look, I know it was an ugly ending. They had to hang on. They didn't play a good fourth quarter. I need to see Philadelphia play good against somebody other than the lousy Atlanta Falcons before I get too excited about them. So for me, it's San Francisco. I kind of think that could be a shootout, though, and the total's been hammered up. It could get there.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, kicking with us. Right, Babano, let's squeeze in a couple of college games. Let's start off with Ohio. Ohio and Louisiana Lafayette. It's a 20.5, 57.5. We've got UCF and Louisville on the board as well, Babano. UCF lay 6.5 in Louisville, total 67.5 there. What do you think of the early week games before we get into the weekend?
Ohio's not bad for me. Soldier Fire. They've won two games, losing to Syracuse, ugly. Losing as 28.5-point favorites to FCS Duquesne last week, this Ohio team. They have fallen significantly, but they're getting a lot of points. UL Lafayette's been a bad favorite. I'd still lean to the ULL side, though, in this game, because I don't think this Ohio program is in good shape at all right now on either side of the football. I like Central Florida -7 against Louisville. I don't usually like laying points on the road, but I don't know how this Louisville defense is going to stop Central Florida. Very similar offense to Ole Miss, and Louisville couldn't stop Ole Miss. High-tempo offense, explosive with Gabriel, the quarterback. Maryland-Illinois, Illinois' defense is just too bad right now for me to trust them. Maybe the over in that game, Maryland-Illinois 61.
Yeah, Illinois are getting hard to trust. I'm 1-2 with these guys. I think I got to tap out. All right, Babano, think about your best bet weekend. You want to give us on the way out? 3-minute morning with Babano on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. All right, Babano, we always appreciate your time. We're on the clock. You can follow Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, on Twitter, at Bob Anno. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sports Rage. All right, so Saturday's college football card, Babano. We got about two minutes here. Take us out. What do you got for us? What are you looking at?
Let's see if we can go rapid fire, end this with a bang, and rhyme off as many as possible. I'm on Sparty plus the points against Miami, 0-2 against the spread. They've not impressed me one bit. Michigan State, I think, is live in that game. How about another dog, Purdue, plus 7.5 against Notre Dame. Notre Dame, 0-2 against the spread. Life and death to beat Toledo and Florida State. Purdue, something like 17-4 ATS, last 21 as a road underdog. Brahm and that offense getting points, always interesting to me. So I like Purdue. I like Coastal laying 13 against Buffalo. Buffalo was terrible against a Nebraska team that I thought was right for the picking. They're going to struggle, I think, with Coastal, and Coastal will win by at least two touchdowns there. I like Nevada to go on the road to beat Kansas State. Kansas State down to a backup quarterback,
Love
Will
it.
Howard, after Skylar Thompson got injured. And got, by the way, Will Howard not very good last year for Kansas State.
And he's got to take on Carson Strong. Right.
Yep.
And I love this. You know, I love that number, Ben. That's one that caught my eye too. I'm on Purdue plus the points. I like that Nevada Wolfpack. We're going to talk about Carson Strong with Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible actually a little bit later on. All right, keep on going, Babano. You're doing a good job.
Florida State plus the points. Hold your nose. I know they lost to Jacksonville State last week, but a redemption game. Milton's named the starter for them. I think they show up after having their pride wounded a bit last week in that game. I'm only 14 with Toledo. I know it was a tough loss against Notre Dame, but Steve Adazio stinks. He's a terrible coach. Colorado State's an awful program. They lost to Vanderbilt last week. Toledo rolls Colorado State.
All right, Babano. Normally I argue with you when you call guys terrible coaches, but I'm not arguing with this time. No argument.
Not Adazio. No one can give that guy the benefit of the doubt.
No, not even I can't even step up. Great job rattling off all those picks. Ian Cameron, AK Babano. Great stuff. What time are you on Saturday, Babano? You're doing some Saturday college football in-game live. What time are you on at?
Yeah, and a bunch of those games that just rhymed off will be going on Saturday when I'm with Mike Carver, 6 to 10 p.m. Saturday night, college football, in-game live, Sports Grid.
All right, good stuff, Babano. May the winners be yours.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.